Hello and welcome to Up to Date from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here on this lovely Thursday to get you caught up with the local news and stories you should know about. Today, a World War II sailor from Scranton is finally returning home after it took 80 years to identify his remains. And hear more from the new superintendent of the Steamtown National Historic Site before the park's 30th anniversary this weekend. It's Thursday, August 28th. Let's get into it. First, U.S. Representative Rob Bresnahan stopped by Brace's Orchard on Wednesday. He was there to promote new legislation to support food banks and farmers and lay the groundwork for the next nationwide farm bill. He says it's in response to USDA's decision to eliminate a $13 million food aid program. WVIA's Isabella Weiss has more from the orchard in Luzerne County.
The Trump administration cut Pennsylvania's federal food purchasing program in March. It subsidized the cost for food banks to purchase produce from local farmers. And Bresnahan says he wants his Local Farmers Feeding Our Communities Act to bring it back.
So we're talking about this exact product and trying to solve for the problem of just having it completely eradicated and trying to incorporate it into the Farm Bill 2.0 discussions.
The U.S. Farm Bill is a package of bills that range from financial aid for farmers to food stamps or SNAP. Bresnahan says his bill focuses on small to mid-sized farms. And his bill doesn't have anything on SNAP, although he did vote in favor of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which made significant cuts to food stamps. The nation's current farm bill is set to expire for a third time on September 30th. From Brace's Orchard, I'm Isabella Weiss, WVIA News.
Thanks, Isabella. Find more of this story at WVIA.org. Now for a homecoming story. A sailor from Scranton died shortly after the D-Day invasion more than 80 years ago. His remains had not been identified until this year. WVIA's Sarah Hofius Hall has more.
Scranton native Jerome Mullaney desperately wanted to be like his older brothers and serve the country during World War II. He enlisted in the U.S. Naval Reserve at the age of 17. Less than a year later, his mother answered the knock on the door that any military family dreads. 2 days after Allied forces invaded Normandy, France, a German mine exploded near the stern of the USS Glennon. The naval destroyer had participated in D-Day operations. The explosion sent 16 sailors into the water off the French coast, including Mullaney. Remains had been recovered in the 1950s. DNA testing with his maternal relatives led to an identification this year. Mary Louise Brambilla is Mullaney's niece.
Provides closure to me. This has been something that has bothered me.
Family will gather in Scranton on September 3rd. Mullaney will receive full military honors. He'll be buried at St. Mary's Cemetery near his parents. I'm Sarah Hofius Hall, WVIA News.
Thanks, Sarah. Stay with us. There's more Up to Date after this break.
Hello, I'm Carla McKay, President and CEO of WVIA. Congress has officially voted to claw back critical and previously appropriated funding for public media. This stunning decision will have a profound impact on WVIA and the essential services we provide to northeastern and central Pennsylvania, including news, education, community programming, and local storytelling. As a public media organization, we are no strangers to challenges. We have always rolled our sleeves up to find solutions, even in the most uncertain times. While the future of the public media system is uncertain, the people at WVIA remain steadfast in our mission to educate and inform our community. WVIA has been proud to serve our region for nearly 60 years, but now we need your help more than ever before. Please stand with WVIA during this critical time by calling 1-800-326-9842 or visit WVIA.org to make a donation now. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back. Now let's head to Scranton, where there's a new superintendent in town. Former U.S. Navy SEAL Jeremy Comas only experienced the country's national parks as a visitor before January 19th. That's when he stepped into the role of superintendent of the Steamtown National Historic Site in Scranton. As the park's conductor, the New Jersey native moves out of the business world and back into service of the American people. WVIA's Kat Bolas spoke with Comas about the career change, which he says is his third act.
For Comas, his new job as superintendent is a way to give back.
In the military, you know, one of the sayings we had was mission first, people always, and I try to bring that to the park.
Around 2022, Comas was at an event at Gettysburg National Military Park. A former superintendent of that park asked him if he had any interest in being a park superintendent.
My initial response was absolutely not. I thought I was happy in my cushy business job.
The contact was persistent.
He then continued to network me with people in the Park Service to learn more about, you know, kind of the options in the National Park Service coming into a leadership position, being able to run a national park.
Comas knew he would eventually leave the private sector defense world and retire from the Navy. So he started applying. He says the universe pushed him to Scranton.
My mentor one day sends me the USA Jobs listing for the superintendent position at Steamtown. So after I looked up where Steamtown was, because I had no idea, just like too many people, right? I was like, it's in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
He was living in Cleveland, but his girlfriend, a Scranton native, lived in the city.
I've enjoyed everything that the area has to offer and really has been a great decision, you know, personally and professionally for me.
Comas replaced Sherry Shepard. His first mission was to assess three buildings at the park that closed because of what he called a catastrophic heating system failure. The fire suppression and the air conditioning systems were shut off and drained to keep the pipes from freezing in the winter. They were kept off. The park would just have to drain the system again come winter.
I realized that it would be better to do the double work and have a few more buildings open.
So they opened the visitor center.
That's where the restrooms are, and people like restrooms. It is a well-known fact in the Park Service that the most asked question in the National Park Service is, where is the restroom?
The theater is still closed. They're debating what to do with that space. Comas feels that Steamtown showcases a unique part of the nation's history that few people know about. He was recently reminded of something Founding Father Thomas Jefferson said after he completed the Louisiana Purchase in 1803.
He said that it would be 1,000 years until we settled this land. It took us about 30. The reason it took 30 was because of railroading.
He says the national park has a large economic impact on the local area. As superintendent, he wants to make sure they continue to highlight that impact and to partner with communities to attract more people to the park. Comas says he works with a fantastic team of professionals. He encourages them to get to yes. They have a responsibility to the American public to provide them with a great place to visit.
I want everybody to know that, you know, the park is here. We're not going anywhere. We've been here for 30 years plus, and right now what we're looking at is, what does the next 30 years of Steamtown look like and how do we get there?
Steamtown is already breaking visitation records. Reporting from Scranton, I'm Kat Bolas, WVIA News.
Thanks, Kat. Steamtown's Railfest is this weekend. It starts on Friday at 9 a.m. at the park in downtown Scranton. And if you're looking for other ideas for the weekend, check out the latest Eventful at WVIA.org. All right, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Now, if you want to stay in the know, you can always subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Another happy Friday Eve to you all. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.